Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi. Am I on? Am I on? Help! No, okay. Hi. This is Garrett Morris, and I'm from, well, my last, the movie I got out is Jackpot. I can say I'm from that. Of course, my last show was Jamie Foxx. I can say I'm from that. Of course, I'm really from New Orleans, Louisiana. So I can say I'm from that. Anyway, talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the studio today. Welcome back, Randy. It's a Wednesday. You know, Knockout Radio is global, right? You know that this program reaches around the globe, and today
we are worldwide.
We are going to South Africa for our next interview. So welcome to the program. Danny Van Heerden from Power Slab 6. We saw him live in Las Vegas at the Durango.
No. I saw him live.
I saw him after you saw him live. But welcome to the show. Danny, are you there?
Thank you very much. I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show. I guess first off, congratulations on the wedding. You're a newlywed. So how has life changed for you in the last couple of weeks?
Well, so far still. This food, I'm not sure why. Other than that.
Are Danny there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little distant,
It's a long phone line.
All the way from South Africa, it is a little distant. But we were just saying that, Power Slap 6 was my first event covering. It was the first time I saw it. And I was really compelled by the storylines behind it. You know, it reminded me of One Championship, where they really tell the backstory of the fighters and the competitors and who they are and the respect for the craft. And it's when I learned that your opponent on Friday was none other than your best man from your wedding 3 days previous. So talk about that experience. I mean, about the family dynamic of Power Slap.
Before you answer, I just want you to know that I've been wanting a Power Slap mat for years.
Well, you can do it sport. But other than that, Makini and Manu, we were season 2 together in the house. So time together, and we just, if I can say it that way, we were in the same team, blue team, obviously the winning team. Unfortunately, I had to face him in competition, but yes, he was my best man. Some of the members and even some of the black team members attended our wedding, which happened the 6th of Feb. We stepped on the stage, and obviously we had to do business. That's what we signed up for.
So I mean, as you go through this process, you know, like family disagreements or like holidays, you guys, you know, now you have a sensible way of handling arguments or disagreements, right?
That is correct. I mean, he raised obviously for his child, and I'm happy for him. Unfortunately, I got the loss due to disqualification, but hopefully in time we will rematch. But yeah, let's see what happens on the next one.
Let me ask you this, and I've been covering Power Slap since Power Slap 3, just for the record. I've noticed that some athletes close their eyes, some athletes leave their eyes open. A, which do you do, and is one better than the other?
Well, I think I close my eyes on the impact because it's more. And on impact, I think it's going to be harder for me. So I think I close my eyes. I think it's better, but I only close it on impact. I think for the guys that do not close it, they probably got a bigger pair of goons, if I can say it that way.
So Danny, I know at the press conference, the footwear was discussed. You know, we're really good friends with Tim Sylvia, the former UFC heavyweight champ. He likes to wear tall boots to give him an advantage. He's already 6'8", so he likes to have a taller leverage as an advantage. What's the preference or your preference as far as footwear? Do you like barefoot to have a better connection to the ground, or tennis shoes, or like some kind of elevated heel?
I would say I prefer shoes that come just above the ankle. If I can place it down more or better, it would be more like the bodybuilding shoes. It just covers the ankle a bit.
And you know, obviously, Slap's new. Dana, and I agree with Dana. I think this has all the ingredients to be the next biggest sport in the world. I love the storyline behind it. But talk about, like, South Africa. We know Du Plessis is making, you know, a championship, you know, in the UFC. What is the fight culture like in Africa now? Like, what is, you know, are people training for Slap, or is it starting to catch on like the UFC? Because I know Dana just opened the PI in Mexico City, and he talks about opening one in Africa for the same type of concept.
Well, I must say that South Africans are made for a PK, if you can say that. But other than that, the Power Slap, we are booked for that. I think some of the guys are definitely catching on. I'm one of the directors on an organization here in South Africa called Dominant Slap League. So yeah, if we can get it sanctioned here, that would be a brilliant thing. I think we got a couple of guys that can take as well as give one. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's a sport coming on. I do not think we're on the level of the UFC yet. We are starting out now, so I don't think everyone is taking it as serious as it can be taken. But the nice thing about it, this is a sport which is most humbling out there. And it gives you the knockout in basically 5 minutes. So, and everyone wants that knockout.
Well, let's start with saying the UFC wasn't the UFC when it was at a year, 2 years in, like Power Slap is right now. Unfortunately, I was there at UFC 1, you know, and it's taken, you know, even though Dana said it's fairly quick, it has taken some time. So, A, as you are saying, give Power Slap some time. But I'm kind of curious, what happened? You woke up one morning and said, hey, somebody come slap me. Let me see how it feels.
Well, let me tell you the story. I was basically in the pedigree stage of mixed martial arts here in South Africa back in 2009. So I was one of the pedigree guys that started out on that. So I know how the waves go. You start off fresh, everybody tries to scare you, and then after a while, everybody pays to watch him. But I mean, my father would have fought Pierre Kutzer for the SA World title here in South Africa back in 1981. So out of 7 boys and 6 girls, we were sort of pedigreed into combat sports. From there, well, I got my pro mixed martial arts license back in 2009. Just fell in love with the combat sports and the people around it with their all different personalities. And from there, I did strongman, I did boxing, I did K1, I did Muay Thai, I got my bare knuckle boxing license. And then how the slap fight happened, obviously I'm overweight than your normal heavyweights for the mixed martial arts boxing. So I thought, you know what other sport to do than power slap? So back in 2022, if I have it right, we opened the promotion here in South Africa. I competed at one. It was a sold-out event. It was something new. And I thought, you know what, let's do it. What other to do than being 265 pounds plus and you can still compete? This would be a good thing to maybe get a lot of people off the couch to say, you know what, come to Slap Fight. You can make something of yourself without spending money on fuel, trainers, etc., etc. You can basically come off the couch and give a slap if you can take a slap.
So Dana, while we were in Las Vegas for the Power Slap, there's another big event going on, the Super Bowl 58. We saw notoriously maybe the worst use of a coin flip in the overtime of the Super Bowl. Obviously, at first look, if you win the coin flip in Power Slap, it would be stupid to like defer, but yet with the disqualifications of clubbing or with lifting your feet off the ground, we saw Sheena get the victory because her opponent fouled. So would you ever defer, and have you seen anyone defer if they've won the coin flip?
Well, believe it or not, here in South Africa, my first competition, my opponent won on coin toss, and he actually gave me the slap. So I, at first I thought, you know what, this guy's obviously got something which I do not know, so I have to keep everything. But my opinion on the coin toss, obviously the guy that gives the first step got a 50 to 80% chance to knock his opponent out. But the cons about the coin toss, if you cannot aim, you've already got one foul. And if you're like Jackie, unfortunately, you can get disqualified if you do not do it properly. So that coin flip only benefits you if you can aim properly and slap properly. Other than that, it's a default for you.
So on your YouTube, there's a something like South African candy. What is this? What is this new food? Because Randy here.
Now I'm intrigued.
So Randy is the ultimate foodie. He just got inducted into the Florida Mixed Martial Arts Hall of Fame. He also is the president of the Buffet Hall of Fame, which he looks for the best food in the world, best buffets in the world. But please fill everybody in, all the listeners, on what is South African candy.
And do you need my mailing address?
If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure you can get this on Amazon as well, there from you guys. But South African candy is definitely one of the best candies there is. But here's the trick to it. You need to know how to eat it. For example, I don't know if you checked the whole clip on YouTube. Nate Bernard ate Omar Biscuit, that's what he called in Afrikaans. That's when you have to dip into coffee or a cappuccino. Other than that, it's very dry. Your further, so there's a specific way which you need to eat the South African candy, but it's definitely a must try.
And so with the weight limits in Power Slap, I mean, obviously you and Big Mac are super heavy, over 385 to 425. Are there any weight cuts, or is there anything you do going into a competition to give you an advantage when it comes to dieting or nutrition?
Well, for me, personally, I do not care about dieting and nutrition. I think down on weight or like that. I prefer the weight I am now. I'm a little bit more mobile than what I think if I would. Yeah. I think the cutting weight and getting into shape was more when I did the boxing and the mixed martial arts, because you actually have to have a bit of cardio. With the stuff fighting the super heavyweight division, you only got to have a weight replacement and then a bit of movement. So I think if you're a bit mobile, you got what it takes.
Well, I think finally we found Randy Harris a sport he can win. He is now qualified to be in Power Slap. Danny, we want to thank you for being on the show today. I'm a huge fan. I think everybody that's been a part of it knows this is the next big thing, and it's an honor to have you on the show. I think this is the first slap competitor we've had on the Knockout Radio, right? Randy? No? Sorry, not? Well, it's the first one I've gotten to come on the show, so thank you for answering my email.
When is your next competition? Do you know when you're going to be slapping again?
Well, I know there's Power Slap 7 by the 12th of April. We haven't got any emails yet, or et cetera, et cetera. I'm holding thumbs to be on that one. If I can face Kalani or even the champion, but I don't think they'll give me the champion because McKinney obviously beat me. If I face the champion's brother or even Kalani, I'm up for it, a call away. And for the guys, thanks for having me. If I could just give some shout-outs on my social media.
Absolutely.
Via Instagram at Donny Pitbull. Obviously, my personal favorite fights. He's verified. It's Donny van Heerden. He's got TikTok, which is Donny Pitbull as well. And that's about it. So, guys, please pop me a follow there. If you like what you see on my snaps, please give me a shout out. I will definitely reply to you all.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Manier.
Thank you. Much.
Take care. All right, we're going to hit a break, and we may now have a bodyguard for the Scorpion concert.
That's Danny van Heerden.
It'll be the night before the slap on the.
And 11. Look, Randy, finally a sport you don't have to cut weight for it. You don't have to worry about your cremation.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Saturday, March 9th, UFC megastar Sean O'Malley rematches the only man to ever beat him, Marlon Chito Vera. Dustin Poirier returns against Sergey Benoit Saint-Denis. Heavy hitters collide in Burns versus Della Maddalena. And Michael Venom Page makes his UFC debut against Kevin Holland. UFC 299, live at Kaseya Center in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Before you leave, tell me what you were just saying.
I was saying the airport there, the one that this particular one.
It's
that
the Sun and Fun.
It's the Sun and Fun. People with their airplanes throughout the state of Florida, they fly in. And, you know, of course, land there. And then
hopefully.
Hopefully land there. And the whole reason is because the breakfast is out of this world. They fly in just for the breakfast.
Really?
Correct.
So, right. So when are you picking us up us for breakfast?
Do you have a plane? Can we hop in?
I do have detachable wings for the limo.
There you have it. All right. So that's pretty good news.
And Renaissance Festival is coming up, right?
We're into week three already.
Already?
Yeah.
Man, time is flying.
Yep.
Have you been out yet?
Why, you want to go?
I do want to go.
All right. Tickets are $22.95.
All right.
And I can get them for you for about $33 apiece.
Do you take Mexican Express?
I take nothing.
Have you seen the video from UFC down in Mexico? They had a fight on Saturday night. The two best fight knockouts of the night were in the crowd.
In the stands?
Mexico City, opening the PI, as I mentioned earlier to Danny. So UFC is building the global network. I mean, UFC can be global because you can fight in every country.
The UFC is global.
It is, but like there's certain countries that once they're developed and they're encouraged and it becomes part of the culture, you start to see champions come from that area. Kazakhstan, from Africa, from China.
You know where some of the greatest fighters are from?
Where?
Pinellas Park. Redneck City.
I mean, we have the Dave the Redneck Mundell.
See, he's a redneck.
He's a local guy.
A big announcement, BKFC coming out at 3:30, by the way.
Oh, really?
Dave Feldman will be revealing the main event for Knucklemania.
Okay.
And if he gets everything done in time, he'll be on at 3:45.
All right. Did the UFC announce their main event for a 300?
Yeah. Where you been?
I'm just bringing up conversation. I wasn't here last week. I was on vacation.
Oh, is that what it was?
A work trip, really.
Did you tune in, Matt?
Yeah, no,
did you?
No, I don't.
He doesn't tune in when he's sitting here.
No, well, I was across the street and I couldn't hear it.
No, that was South Africa.
Oh, yeah. But are you excited about the main event from 300? Because with all the hype and the buildup, is that the fight you really want to see?
All right, let's be honest. There is only one name that excites people, whether you like him or not.
Chuck Liddell.
I'm leaning towards or not, okay? Nope. But everybody wants Connor. It's Connor.
It's Connor.
Well, it's not Connor. Connor's not going to be UFC 300. Mm-hmm. But what was just announced, what was it? September?
Independence.
I think 306.
I don't know the date, but 306.
I think it's 306 at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Matt's not invited.
Independence Day.
That he's not invited. He's number three in line. So
it's,
at the Sphere.
It's Mexican Independence Day.
Correct.
And I'm part Mexican, I need to be there.
Just because you eat at Chipotle doesn't make you Mexican.
Oh, my God. I'll never spend that kind of money for a burrito again.
But did you see Chuck Liddell had a fight this past week?
He didn't have a fight. He slipped.
Well, he fought balance.
You know, it's funny. Hold on a second, moron. It's funny how you kiss somebody's arse when they're in front of you. And then when they're not in front of you, you make fun of them.
He hadn't fallen off a boat when I saw him last.
All right, so are you going to make fun of him next time you two are face-to-face?
I'll probably err on the side of caution and say no. But did you see Conor McGregor asking for a leg kick from Chuck?
Yeah, mistake. So somebody came to the house yesterday. Hopefully he's going to do some work. We started to talk about it. And he said he saw the video of where Chuck leg kicked. Chuck showed us the video of where he leg kicked. He showed the bruise of the leg kick. And you being the tool bag that you are, you wanted to ask Chuck Liddell to leg kick you. And I said on the air, and I meant every word of this, what people don't realize is they think this show is shock value. It's not. You think it's shock and do stupid stuff. I don't. I only say what I mean. Doesn't mean it's true, but it's what I believe.
Okay.
I said to Chuck Liddell, please, if you're going to leg kick him, break his leg.
That's what you did.
I said, the only way that I'm for it is if you break his leg. So instead of having your leg broke, you had him sign your forehead.
Well, he agreed to sign the forehead.
You can't make him do anything.
Yeah, I didn't make him do anything. But it was a safer alternative. But you know what? If he's still in the water, I'll take a leg kick while he's underwater.
I was so mad that you were able to wipe that crap off so easily.
And were you?
Oh, yeah. I wanted it stuck there. You've seen the commercial of the guy who's at the ER, and this little kid looks at him, and he goes, I used the wrong face paint. Mm. You know, and it's now permanent.
Yeah, but we were walking into this power slap. I thought we were going to be, what do they call it? Ringside? Cage side? What do you call the power slap arena? Platform side. So I was expecting to be, professional. I didn't want to go in there with a...
You expected to be professional?
I did, all the way there.
There's a first for something.
All the way there, I was like, I got to be professional. So, but that was MMA news this week. So,
good for you.
Another Lamborghini boat. I mean, Connor's got one, and Chuck fell off of one, and... I mean, Lamborghini's really making their name. They went from tractors to sports cars to now watercraft. It's unbelievable.
Whatever.
You know that's how Lamborghini started, right?
So UFC 300.
Oh, you don't want to talk about history?
No. UFC 300. So Wednesday, we're working on We'll be broadcasting live from the Apex, as we always do. And then we're working on having Mickey D come out to the Apex. He'll do the show. We'll get a tour of the Apex, the whole nine yards. For those of you not familiar, Mickey D, former drummer of Motorhead, now the drummer of the Scorpions. So that'll be Wednesday. Tuesday, we're working on a live TV appearance, which should be fun. Thursday will be the Scorpions.
Okay.
Their opening night as their residency returns to Las Vegas. Friday, Power Slap, whatever number we're at. Nine.
Seven.
Seven.
Power Slap, seven.
So that'll be Friday. Then UFC 300 on...
Blue Angels.
Yeah, we're supposed to go fly with the Blue Angels.
Oh. Yeah. So... But what about Mickey? Let's get. Well, we have a fan. Our biggest fan, I think, on our social media is from Sweden. Maybe we can combine it with Mickey. Have him do like a three-way, StreamYard or some kind of like Skype interview. We can all bring the Swedes together. Man, we're global, Randy. We're going places now. You're a Hall of Famer, and we're.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done. I was really trying to sell that. I was like, really?
It didn't sell too well. Come All right, on. So let's hit the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for fight night this weekend. Eric Anders returns when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
When do they start yelling lightning or thunder or whatever the scream is?
Rain.
Is that what it is, rain? Because it's rain. All right, we are back coming to you live today from studio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Let's head out to Las Vegas as we continue to get ready for another fight night this weekend. And welcome back to the program, Eric Anders. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. You know, I remember back in the day when the intro was former Alabama football player who now fights, and now it's the flip side. Now it's UFC fighter who once played NCAA at Bama. How good is it to kind of flip that a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, things like that come with time. You know, it's been, you know, probably about 14 years since I played football, and I've been in the UFC the last six or seven years. So I think it's just natural for the narrative to switch, especially, you know, I'm going on like my 16th or 17th UFC fight, you know, plus the, you know, the fights I had before the UFC. So I think it's just like the natural progression of my career.
No, absolutely. Does it seem like it's been, you know, in the teens? Like, literally, I remember just speaking to you. It was your first UFC fight, and now it's seven and a half years later. Does it feel like 7 years, or does it seem like just yesterday?
You know, it really hasn't. It doesn't seem like 7 years. You know, I'm a pretty active fighter. So, you know, and then, but I've had some, like, lulls, you know, due to, like, surgery and injuries and things like that. So, you know, it doesn't feel like 7 years because I really don't keep track of time. I don't even know what day, what like the number is. I just know it's Wednesday. You know, I don't, you know, I guess it's the 28th, but, you know, that's just not really something I keep track of or remember to even think about.
So will you do anything special? I know it's fight week and we're going to talk about that, but, you know, tomorrow only comes once every 4 years. It's my son's anniversary on the 29th, so it's his first anniversary on. He's been married 4 years. Will you do anything special on this such a unique day tomorrow?
Nah, you know, I'll be cutting weight, you know. I'll be sitting in a sauna in a hot tub while everybody else is, you know,
doing whatever. Right.
Once every 4 year birthday or anniversary or, you know, whatever event they have got going on the leap year.
Eric, so this week Johnny Manziel went on to Shay Shay, the podcast. He spilled the beans on, you know, all big college football programs have a money guy. Before the NIL was a thing, players were being paid for it. So obviously you missed out on the NIL era. Are you a fan of it? Do you like what college football has become? Players aren't redshirted anymore. Guys are jumping in the portal. Are you a fan of the new system, or would you like to see it the old way?
Nah, I think that they should be paid, paid their worth, their value, you know, just like they are in the NFL, you know. But the problem is the transfer portal. You know, the transfer portal is really what ruins football, because now if I have a bad game or I don't, the coach yells at me or I don't get the playing time I feel like I deserve or whatever the reason, kids can just transfer, as, you know, with no penalty. And I think one of the big premises behind playing sports is for, like, a coach to teach you how to be a man and, you know, be accountable. And instead of just quitting, walking away, going somewhere else for more money, you know, you have to, like, battle through adversity, you know, earn your starting spot back, you know, things like that. So should they get paid? Absolutely. Should they be able to just transfer whenever they want for whatever reason they want? I don't think so, because, you know, how does that teach you accountability? How does that teach you how to, like, persevere? How does that teach you to be strong, you know? It kind of babies you, and, you know, I don't think that's, like, a great thing for, like, when these kids are 18, 19, 20 years old, this is when they are becoming a man and, you know, kind of learning who they are and the point in their life where they are going to meet, like, adversity. You know, they're five-star, the dude behind them's five-star coming out of high school, so, because, you know, I'm five-star, I should play. No, that ain't it. You're supposed to earn it. You know what I mean? So, not a fan of the transfer portal, but, yeah, they should be getting paid.
My biggest thing about the transfer is I know players that have transferred three times. You know, they're going into their fourth transfer. So like you're saying, Eric, you know, it doesn't go good here. I'm going to try someplace else. And then I don't get my way there. I'm going to try again. And to me, that's kind of crazy. Going back to something that you said a minute ago about you don't have time, you're doing so many things. You just had a grappling match. I understand, I didn't know it till this morning, that you did an episode of Cobra Kai with my good friend Billy Zabka. Talk to us about that experience.
It's great, you know. I think that, you know, for me, like, I kind of realized, like, you're not really necessarily going to get rich fighting for the UFC unless you're, like, in that McGregor, Masvidal, like, Nate Diaz, upper echelon. But what you can do is use, like, the brand of the UFC to launch something else, you know, to, like, the next venture that you're going to do. That's really the only reason why I got that part in Cobra Kai is because I fought in the UFC. And, you know, so, you know, maybe that leads to something else, or, you know, and try this and try that, and let that I fight the UFC and the brand of the UFC, let that kind of, like, open doors for me, and then it's up to me to, like, walk through and say, okay, I like that, I can pursue that, or I don't like it, let me try something else and do something else. So, and I'm just trying to stay busy and, you know, see what the future holds.
And open as many doors. And, you know, I remember I was talking to Kyle Petty once, and we were talking about his last name. And he said, don't kid yourself. Having the last name Petty opens doors. Having that UFC logo opens doors. But Kyle Petty said, once the doors open, if my talent isn't there, you know, yeah, the door's open, now it's shut. So, yeah, it may open, but, you know, now you get to go and take advantage of these things. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's up to you to, like, you know, I don't think anything's, like, handed out. Like, yeah, you can cut to the front of the line, but at the same time, if you suck, like, go find somebody else, because at the end of the day, like, it's about money, it's about entertainment, it's about how they can maximize their audience and things like that. So that's why they bring guys like Tyron Woodley, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson into things, because it's like a cross-branding thing. The UFC fighter and that guy who actually fights in real life is now in a show about fighting, you know? So it kind of like adds legitimacy and things like that, and, you know, kind of cross-brands and things like that. And I think the fighter, like myself, Wonderboy, and Woodley, and Woodley's done a good job with acting, man. He's been doing a bunch of stuff. Jay Haran, he's another guy. You know, he's in that McGregor movie, the remake, Roadhouse.
Right.
Yeah, so I think he was a UFC fighter. So I think it just opens up a lot of doors, and then it's up to you to make it happen and pursue it, you know?
Former UFC fighter Frank Trigg, I don't know if you're familiar with him, back in the early days, you know, he does a lot of stuff, Hawaii 5-0, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I didn't see the episode, so tell me a little bit about it. And were you with Ralph, or were you with Billy?
I was with Billy. I fought Billy, and he cheated, and he beat me. But, you know, I was winning up until that point.
Well, you know, that's how the original Karate Kid started, because Ralph cheated. That was an illegal strike when he kicked Billy to the face, right?
Yeah. You know, I think in those original Karate Kid movies, they make Billy Zabka have to be the bad guy, but it's Ralph who's the asshole. You know?
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? Like he ran up on his old lady, you know, he threw the illegal strike. You know, so I think that, you know, the perception of Karate Kid is that Ralph is the good guy, and, you know, William Zabka is the bad guy. But I think it's the other way around. Dude, try to steal my girl, we got a problem, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and that was the first series, you know, when Series 1 came out, that's what they were showing. You know, that it was Ralph. Ralph wasn't the goody two-shoes that you were led to believe in the movie.
Yeah, so, you know, but yeah, it was just a great experience. You know, hopefully it opens more doors. I really enjoyed it. I have a newfound respect for actors. I thought they were all just kind of bougie and babies and whatnot. But man, the minute and a half that I was in the show, dude, that's like 24 hours, two 12-hour days of filming over and 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 over. And just when you think you got it right, they make you do it again. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You know, then they move the cameras to the other side so that they can get all the angles and things like that. And, yeah. So I couldn't imagine doing that day in, day out over decade. You know what I mean?
You know, take that, you know, to what you're doing now and even the football. We do a weekly football show here in the Tampa Bay area as well. And fans don't, and not that they need to understand, but they have no clue what you guys do all week long. I've had fans at some of these players show, like, what do you do during the week? We practice. We get ready for Sunday. We don't just walk in on Sunday and go, you know, play a football game. You don't just show up at the Apex on Saturday and fight, and you haven't trained, you know, for 8 weeks or 8 years to get ready for Saturday night. And I think fans forget all that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of time, effort, and energy goes into that, you know, goes into a fight. Whether you take it on short notice or whether you have a full training camp or whatever, you know, there's a lot of time away from the family, you know, a lot of missed games, practices, things like that. And, yeah, a lot of wear and tear on the body, a lot of, you know, training, hours here, hours there, training, wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, cardio, strength and conditioning. You know, there's just a lot of stuff that goes into the sport that I think that's like the appealing thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people wish that they had the courage to, like, go in there and fight somebody else who trained for this, but they're not willing to do all that stuff behind the scenes, let alone actually go in there on TV in a enclosed environment. There's no escape. No, you're not getting out of this. No, you can't call the police. No one's going to break it up, you know, and, you know, go in there and fight somebody. So I think as a fan, that's like the intriguing part of it. It's like, man, I can't believe these guys are going to go in there with essentially a leather sock wrapped around their hand and punch each other, or wrestle each other, and try to choke each other till someone gets knocked out, gives up, or they run out of time.
So Eric, you know, you see these actors, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal got in incredible shape condition-wise for Roadhouse. You know, Chris Hemsworth and his roles, and the list goes on and on. Zac Efron. You know, you're a guy that always comes conditioned to fight. So what tips out there for anybody that's trying to lose some weight or get healthy? What are your secrets or go-to to cut those last couple pounds in fight week?
Diet and exercise. The way I cut weight and the way a normal person trying to lose weight should not be the same thing. You know, like, I walk around at like 225, 230, but my diet is trash. You know what I mean? I clean up my diet. You know, I do more strength and conditioning. I do more cardio. I train with more intention and intensity. And that's when you see, like, the abs and stuff come out. You know, it's work and it's discipline. You know, a lot of people lack that. And so they're not, they just, like, they always, like, you know, I tell them I cut, like, 10, 15 pounds overnight in water. And they're like, oh, teach me how to do that. And I'm just like, that ain't the way that you want to do it, because as soon as you take a sip of water, you're going to put that weight back on. If you're trying to, like, lose weight, it's an overtime thing. It's not overnight. And so, you can just see, like, the eyes light up. It's like, oh, I can lose 10, 15 pounds overnight. But then I tell them that, and, like, their whole demeanor changes. Like, they're no longer interested because
it's work.
You know,
work.
Who doesn't want a cheeseburger? Who doesn't want a beer? Who doesn't want to eat pizza? Who doesn't want to eat fries and, you know, greasy food and fried chicken and things like that? Of course they do. But if they really wanted to lose weight, then you have to cut all that stuff out, because You can't outwork a bad diet. Like, I train a lot. I train religiously. And when I don't diet right, you know, my weight goes way up. But then as soon as I start dieting and eating right, you know, over time, you know, my body transforms and, you know, things like that. So, you know, if you're not willing to put in the work over time, of course you're not going to see no results.
So Eric, I'm just going to chime in real quick. So I invented the pizza diet, and I became a pro bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza. But it was all science. I tracked macronutrients. It was extremely disciplined. 4 months, nothing but pizza. So, you know, so take all those things you said earlier and just keep the pizza in the diet, though.
But what kind of pizza? Are you, like, rolling your own pizza? Surely you're not eating Pizza Hut pizza.
So I originally did it with everybody's pizza. It was just random New York style. The last time I did the diet, it was more like whole wheat, low carb, flax and millet. Grain free, and right now I'm experimenting with a red lentil bean pizza crust. So I puree it, I par bake it, and then I make the pizza.
Okay,
so
well, that's way different than the cream
for
stuff
sure
that comes out of, like, out of Pizza Hut. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't have, like, a healthy pizza. You know what I'm saying? But who's gonna do that?
Well, that's the key. Yeah, you got to make it taste good. You got to make it accessible, make it affordable, and then show people how to incorporate it into their lifestyle, for sure.
Eric, before we run out of time, let's real quickly talk about Saturday night back in the Octagon main event on the prelim against Jamie Pickett. Give me your thoughts on Jamie.
Big, strong guy, athletic. I know he's on like a – he's 1-4 in his last five, but, man, he's fought some good guys. So, you know, definitely not somebody I'm taking lightly. And it's somebody I got to go in there and impose my will. And, you know, I think if Eric Anders just shows up, you know, it's not an easy night, but, you know, I'm able to get the job done. So, you know, I just need to be consistent and go out there and dominate the fight.
When you or your team gets the phone call, hey, this is what we'd like, you know, are you available against this opponent? How much do you look into that? You mentioned Jamie and, you know, his last couple fights. And when you see that, is it something you have to block out and ignore?
Yeah, you know, I would imagine that, like, you know, I'm going to get the best version of Jamie Pickett. You know what I mean? So he's going to get the best version of me. So we're going to go out there and meet in the middle and see what's up. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not taking them lightly. You know, as far as I'm concerned, this is Adesanya I'm fighting. So I got to go out there and do me and go get this dub. I'll take it from him, take lunch money and not, you know what I'm saying, let him hang around and stay in the fight.
Right.
You know, trying to ease one out, you know what I mean?
Good stuff. Eric, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the process. Enjoy Saturday. That's the reward. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some merch from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
I appreciate it, brother.
Take care, Eric. Eric Anders, back in the Octagon, main event, the prelims against Jamie Pickett. Good stuff.
You're a boy.
All right, let's hit a break real quick. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Best damn sports show back in the day.
Yeah.
Rogan, I think, was involved in that.
Was he really?
I think he was.
Wow.
Now he's doing a podcast.
He's killing it.
He is.
Killing it.
You know, my wife always gives me a hard time when I say about podcasts, and then I go, Joe Rogan's doing okay doing a podcast.
We should make a Knockout Radio podcast.
Well, what's this we?
You and I.
Well, no, I'm already working on some things.
What are you talking about?
There's no we in me.
You got to include me. I'm half a Knockout Radio.
No, you're not.
There's only two of us.
Well, you're not half. There's Steve.
The Steve's on the other side. He's in the circle.
There's John. There's Greg. There's Paul. There's Pete. There's Bob. There's Larry.
When was the last time they contributed?
About with you.
I'm not here right now.
Neither are you.
I'm here. I'm right here.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready for the next level. Ready to go to Power Slap 7. Live.
We'll send you video.
It hurts. It hurts.
You know, you complain about your seats. You complain about the food.
Oh, the food was great. It's pizza. kidding me? It was awesome. And it was good pizza. And the only thing was, like, I was in the place, but I couldn't see the stuff. That's like teasing.
Hey, that's some media have to do the interviews. Some, but we don't want you in there doing interviews.
Don't put me on the other side.
I've heard your questions.
Yeah, I don't. I make statements.
Yeah,
I'm not really a question guy.
Yeah,
well, I want to change the format of podcasting. Just statements. How about a podcast with all statements, no questions allowed?
You'd be good at that.
I'm gonna be the king. I'd be the goat.
Could you make a statement that's not about you, though? Is that possible?
I could.
I don't know if you could.
It wouldn't be entertaining.
I don't know if you... Well, statements about you are not entertaining.
They certainly are.
To you.
Well, yeah. That's who I'm doing it for. Like, I'm my own fan. Like, you know.
I talked to a person who has invented a piece of equipment that every time you talk, it lowers the volume.
Oh, nice. That's good.
And it can tell when you're done talking, and it raises the volume again.
Great.
So we're going to start marketing that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, any other thoughts about the Bellator PFL?
I mean, look, even with the two of them merging, it's still not UFC level caliber quality.
Of course not.
So, it's what it is. I mean, it's great for the organizations, great for the fighters to support their families. I love all of it, but, you know, by those two merging together, it doesn't equal the UFC.
Well, it's not that it equals, because it won't equal. I don't even think it's going to change anything. It's going to be the same fighters are in another organization. And you think he just lost out on steak again or something.
Yeah, this guy. Let him get the guacamole next time, Randy. You're losing him.
He looked at me. Your mic was off. What?
Prima Donna's right here.
Yeah, you and him.
This guy.
He looked at me when he goes, "Can I get a drink, Randy?"
You all out of those stories, Randy?
I'm not out of stories. I got stories for days.
Yeah, well, I got stories too. I wish I had a story from playing golf on Monday, but I don't have that story.
Why are you whining about it?
Because I'm part of the show. I'm your guy.
You're my guy?
I'm your guy. Like, I'm getting left out. I'm getting left off of the fun stuff. You know, I mean, you gave me a ticket to Fun and Sun.
Well, so there's your fun.
Well,
first I had to beat Steve on the course.
But do you think you can really beat me in golf?
I don't know yet.
Be honest.
I don't know. I've got to see, you know, your game. I knew that I could beat Steve.
Pretty much created everything I do.
Beat me.
Hold on. You're welcome to the mic.
Oh, there you go.
Grab the mic.
Step up. Don't be afraid.
Grab the mic.
Come on, homo
sassa. You didn't beat me, Randy.
I know. Oh. Don't. First of all, lean down so you don't, you know, make it sound like an atomic bomb went off.
Yeah, that's kind of...
You didn't beat me, Randy.
We didn't keep score.
Oh, he kept score.
So how did you beat me if we didn't keep score?
Because I kept score in my head.
Oh.
We didn't keep score. You kept score.
Right, right.
Now, if you watch that video that I put on Facebook, you watch it.
Yep.
You said you were at stroke number 4, and I'm counting 7 plus... When the ball rolls up the sand trap and comes back to you and you touch it with your golf club, that's a penalty right there.
I never touched it with my golf club.
Watch the video.
I'll watch it. All right. This is what we'll do. This is what we'll do.
A playoff.
Let's go play.
Yeah, all three of us.
I don't want Matt there.
I'm there.
Yeah, we'll play.
Keep score.
Don't rush me.
No rushing.
And you don't even need a golf cart. I don't even know why you're on it. You hit it like 37 feet, and then 37 feet, and then 37 feet. I mean, the starter on the golf cart's going to blow in one round.
No, you're right. I told you that it took three hits to get to your drive.
Yeah. So in the video, he says 4. He was in the sand trap for 4, and he got a 4 to get there. And then, one lucky putt.
Of how far? How far was it? How far was it?
According to Randy's feet, it's 37 feet.
Okay.
You know, so what size shoe you wear?
I wear an 11.
Okay. So it was a 42-foot putt, I guess.
No. When you take a stride, every stride is 3 left. Feet.
Listen, I was a land surveyor at one time, and we practiced at doing 50-feet intervals. Mine was 19 steps.
A land surveyor. Maybe he's the one that caused my sinkhole.
Yeah, numbers are tough.
They're tough. Where'd you go, to Northeast High?
Randy, let's go play golf, and then I will be able to play at my own pace.
Absolutely.
I can go pretty fast, but not that fast. You would putt. And then you would run to the golf cart, and I had to run before
I ran. Hold on a second. I ran.
Well, Randy style running.
You have video of me. Hold on, get over
there. I'm in it. Don't worry about it.
You have video of me running.
Well, Randy style running.
What's that?
You run slower than you walk.
All right, here's the deal. Let's play for UFC 300 credentials.
First of all,
the three of us play. Top two go to the UFC. The loser stays home.
Well, A, you're the loser.
That's not true.
Because you're the loser, and we are already credentialed for UFC.
Not if you lose it. It's like the Titanic.
It doesn't work that way.
Leo DiCaprio didn't get on the Titanic if he didn't win the ticket at a lucky hand of cards and beat Sven, or wherever your Swedish
guy. Well, that happened with when the Big Bopper's plane went down, too.
There you go.
Richie Havens got on the plane because he was sick.
So put the credentials in the middle, we push all in, and winner takes all.
Yeah, I just moved you to four.
What are you talking about?
Jimmy Denning just moved up to three. You want to work for five?
Look, I think we should play.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and the former Coco host, Matt McClellan. We'll be back without him.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.